Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan, mama of the girls, only two. What's up? I hope you guys are enjoying this fall weather outside. I know I am. You know, I get to turn off my AC. You don't quite have to hit the heat yet. You can leave the doors open. You can do some cleaning. You know, I don't know if you guys are painting pumpkins, but I painted some pumpkins. You could decorate. You know, your house is feeling really fall-esque. You could get the apple cinnamon candles. What else? The vanilla's in the air. Everything is, like, really cozy. You pull out the nice throws, the blankets and things. So, this episode, I wanted to talk about what are good reasons or benefits to having children. I'm sure today in 2020... this year is not looking like the best year to have kids because of this COVID and the demand in work. But kids do have a benefit, and I'm just going to go over some in like a playful way. So, one of the good reasons and a good benefit to have kids will be you get to give a piece of yourself a chance to have a better childhood. I don't know how your childhood was or the next person's, but there's always bits and pieces of your childhood that you wish was a bit better. Maybe your relationship with your mom, you wish it was a little better, or your dad, you wish it was a little better. I feel like having children, for me, I get to be like the creator of manifesting and creating that. Like, I get to pick who my children's fathers are. I get to allow them to spend more time with their fathers. And I think about the times that I wish my mom was more demanding in my father spending quality time. I get to see their relationship evolve. I get to see my children make their fathers better people. I'm sure they get to see my children mellow me out sometimes, because sometimes that's what kids do. They create balance in your personality. They create a lot more compassion within you if you didn't have it before. Some kids make you more patient. Some kids, you know, stir up feelings in you that you try to hide. Maybe you didn't have the best childhood. You get to now be a child twice because your kid wants to do childlike things. So maybe you get to play in the backyard with your kids. You never had a backyard to play in when you were a kid. So things like that. So that's a good benefit. The baby smell. Oh my God. Ain't nothing better than a fresh baby smell. You get the baby powder. You get the lotions. You get the soft, gentle feels, the little furry little bodies because they get the little hair in. It's just very soothing and relaxing. At night, you might use like a lavender wash, and it just smells really like calming in your house because you got a baby. All the cute baby outfits, the experience of unconditional love, like that in itself is amazing. When I had my first kid, I didn't know what unconditional love was coming from my mom in her words. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what it was when they talked about it in movies. I didn't know what it was when they talked about it in like interviews. And I'm just like, all right. I think y'all bluff it. No. When you have children, that is the first time you ever felt like, how can I love a person this much and not even know them? They can't speak. They've never done anything for me. They are learning from me, but I love them so much. Like, I want them to be all the way around good. I want them to be, you know, set up in the right way. I want them to have a great lifestyle. Like, how can you love somebody that much? And that's what kids do for me. That's what they do for other people. You get to give love in a way you never knew. Again, if you didn't receive a lot of compassion and affection from your parents, you get to change that with your kids. You having kids can be like your contribution to the world. If you think about a millionaire's mindset, you could be a millionaire, you can be a billionaire, you can have all of these great things, be able to buy whatever you want. But when you get older and you have nobody to share that with, you don't have anybody to leave that with, you can't take it with you. So kids are a way of carrying on your name, your legacy, your work, you know? You leave something to set them up in a better way. Kids definitely give you understanding and clarity on things you never knew you needed understanding on, okay? That's what my kids do for me every day. Like, every day I'm learning something, they're teaching me something, and it's all about progression. Like, as you teach your kids, they should also be teaching you. They get you things that you don't have to get up and get. That was one of my thoughts as soon as I saw that pregnancy stick, is, oh, I got somebody to get me things without me getting up. I've always wanted to send my child to go get something in a different room, and I didn't have to get up and get it, because I just thought that was just like, oh my God, I have a person now. I got a person. You know, sometimes people's person may be who they're in a relationship with. My person is my people, my little people in my house that can get me things. Now, if you have a son, they're probably going to go in a room. That thing is going to be right in front of their face, and they're going to say, I don't see it. And you're probably going to end up getting it yourself. Okay? With girls, they'll look for it. What, Aya? Okay. So you going to eat some lunch? Mm-hmm. Okay. The meat sauce is in a different container. Okay. All right. And you're going to have to use a fork to go in the noodle pot. Okay. What else? If you have multiple kids, they can exhaust the other siblings, so you don't have to do a lot of work. You don't have to play with, you know, both kids at the same time. They could play with each other. That was definitely a benefit in having Anya. Anya, when it was just Anya, was a very self-help person. You know, she learned how to turn on the TV by herself. She worked the iPad by herself. She was spelling my name at 3 years old. She was spelling her name, talking in like full sentences really early. Very independent. You can take her anywhere at any time. A very quiet child. Always happy. Always in a good mood. The only time I knew she was sick was when she wasn't feeling good or she wasn't acting a certain way. Well-behaved children may lower your blood pressure, okay? And I stress well-behaved children, because if you don't have well-behaved children, you're going to have the opposite. You might have high blood pressure. You get to get on flights first when you have kids, okay? When they see that stroller, they be like, oh no, she's going to take hella long. Let's go ahead and let her go first. Either before first class you go, because you have to break down the stroller so it could go under the plane, or right after first class you go, but you get to get in your seat and get comfortable when you have kids. What else? Children can increase your self-esteem. This is why. If something looks good on you, your kid's going to be the first person to tell you. If something is hanging out your nose, your kid is going to be the first person to tell you. If you know, you don't feel good about yourself, your kids is going to be the first person to tell you something that's going to cheer you up. And when kids talk under a certain age, you know it's legit, okay? You know it's legit. At this moment, I feel like Anya's messing up my kitchen with this pasta. So hold on, I'll be right back. Hey guys, Just a reminder, there is Mama's Cozy Closet that has some merch on there for moms out there. So if you're interested in getting a cute sweatshirt, like kids again, getting a cute sweatshirt, a fanny pack, or a mug, I got some goodies on there for you guys. All right, peace. All right, where was I? Yes, they increase your self-esteem. You always have an excuse to not do something you really don't want to do or go somewhere you really don't want to be. You could say, I got to stay with the kids, or I got the kids, or the kids getting on my nerves, I don't feel like doing nothing, or girl, I'm just going to stay back, girl. Girl, you really don't want to go in the first place. What else kids do? They make you more active, okay? Kids will get you out the house. If you yourself are just not motivated to do anything, kids will get you out the house. That is one thing that they're good at. Kids make you more aware of your time. They make you more aware of the time you're wasting. They make you more aware of the time that you need. They make you more aware of how to plan more efficiently to get more time out of your day, okay? Do not sleep on children benefiting you time-wise, because they do. All right. Kids also are key to having someone take care of you in old age, okay? That's what you want. For me, I knew I had to have multiple kids. One, because I did not want my child suffering from only childism, because that is a thing. Two, I know what it's like to deal with adults who are the only child. You have to explain logical things to them too often because they don't know how to think outside of themselves a lot. Three, if you mess up with one, you still got a chance with one to go ahead and help you in old age that'll show up. Okay? It doubles your chances of having the help. For my mom, I guess her chances are five. And plus, because my mom has taken care of lots of children over her lifetime, plus, you know, her own. And, you know, my mom will always have someone willing to help her, take care of her, do something for her. And that's what kids do. Kids also make your taxes plush, okay? Them tax credits come in handy. The bonus on top of your taxes come in handy. So, one thing about kids is you're going to get more of your money back that you work for throughout the year regarding taxes. Life insurance policies on kids. You can set your kid up just based on the fact of you getting life insurance for yourself just in case you die, or in a way where, you know, couldn't be prepared for it. It's like some in case things happen, you can set your child up, okay? Make better decisions. Look into some whole life insurance for yourself. And that's another reason why you should be taking care of your health, because life insurance policies look at your health. They look at how well you're taking care of yourself in the first place to say that, hey, you know, you're getting this life insurance for the right reasons. Teaching your kids. You finally get to put more brains back into the world, okay? Maybe the kids that you've been seeing over time lack common sense. They lack the proper knowledge. If only they had someone to teach them. Well, guess what? You can have your own kids and you can teach your kids whatever you want. You can teach them how frequently you want, up until a certain extent, and then they start to make decisions on their own. And teaching your kids and pouring into your kids, the benefit should be for both parents, dad and mom, to give your children opportunities that you didn't get. Fill in the holes of your childhood by pouring into your kids to make sure they don't have any holes. Like, I know no matter what I do, there's going to be things about me that Anya doesn't like. I know no matter what I do, there's going to be things about me that Ari doesn't like, because they're two different people. And what I can do, and what all parents should do with their kids, is check in. You should be getting your evaluation as a parent from your children also, because they're getting the brunt of what your parenting is. So you should ask your kids, like, do you feel like I do a good job of being your mom? Do you feel like there's anything else, you know, that I could be doing better as your mom or as your dad? Do you think I spend enough time with you? Do you feel like I'm involved in the things that you like? Would you like me to do more? What would you like me to do? Like, those are, it's a relationship. Your parenting with your children is a relationship, just like it would be for your husband or your wife or your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister. It's a relationship, okay? It's give and take. Yes, you created them, you know?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But at the same time, they're individuals. They have feelings. They have aspirations. They have goals that they might want in life. So it's good to check in with each other. So those are my benefits to having children. You know, find your own, okay? Find your own and don't look at somebody else's life as if they have it all together. Because when you have kids, you don't have nothing all together. It's a good front that it looks like I have it all together. It's a good front that it looks like I'm great at being this parent, but it's work. It's work, it's effort, it's consideration, it's a lot of love, and it's a lot of forgiving. It's a lot of patience, and just make sure you take care of everything about you mentally before you have children. Because the last thing you want to do is pour something into your child that's going to be hard to get rid of, that is not going to benefit them throughout their lifetime. All right. Thank you guys for listening to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. Peace.